From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, what Citigroup has to do to get hundreds of billions of dollars worth of help from the federal government.
First, President-elect Barack Obama spoke today about challenges facing the American economy. He said the problems are massive, but
we also can't underestimate our capacity to overcome them, to summon that spirit of determination and optimism that has always defined us, and to move forward in a new direction to create new jobs, reform our financial system, and fuel long-term economic growth.
Today, he introduced his new economic team. At the top, Timothy Geithner as Treasury Secretary and Lawrence Summers as his Chief Economic Advisor. Mr. Obama is also calling for Congress to come up with a stimulus plan he can sign as soon as he takes office. Victoria McGrain is covering this story for Politico.com. And first, let's talk about this new team. And Timothy Geithner, he's almost exactly the same age as Barack Obama and sort of a similar disposition, I understand.
Yes. He's supposed to be very cool-headed, very pragmatic, not sort of, it kind of fits this post-partisanship theme that Obama has been emphasizing. He's described as very non-ideological in both his economic and his political views.
He's a career civil servant.
More or less, yeah. He worked briefly a couple years for Henry Kissinger's consulting firm, but since then has been in one government position or another.
But he hasn't been a big star, someone like Lawrence Summers or someone like Robert Rubin.
No. In fact, I've heard that he really doesn't like the spotlight much, isn't one for being the center of the media attention. He's also, you know, quite a bit younger. He doesn't have a PhD in economics, nor has he worked on Wall Street or a major corporation, which is usually the background of a Treasury Secretary. But he has had a major role in dealing with the current financial crisis.
Now, he and Lawrence Summers and a lot of the members of President-elect Obama's economic team are protégés of Robert Rubin, who was President Clinton's Treasury Secretary and who favored deregulation and who is now an executive at Citigroup. So what are we to make of that?
Well, I think that's one reason you might have seen Tim Geithner getting the Treasury post and not Larry Summers. There's just he has been a lot less involved in those things, perhaps. His role under Rubin and then later Larry Summers was working as the Assistant Secretary for International Affairs in the Treasury, so dealing with international crises, which is, you know, makes him well experienced for what we're dealing with today. But I guess he's just not as deeply associated with those things as Larry Summers would have been.
And let's talk about this stimulus proposal. It's a two-year plan, could be as much as $700 billion, and that's a lot more than Barack Obama promised during the campaign.
Yes, well, they came out with this plan sort of over the weekend, but there aren't that many details known about it. The Democrats in Congress are talking on the scale of $500 to $700 billion, that's correct, and that would be infrastructure spending, the sorts of things we've heard before. But the idea is just the crisis is getting to such a point you need to do something much, much bigger. So, and then the plan is that the Democrats in Congress want to get that package done, passed in the beginning of January, so Obama can sign it into law right after his inauguration on January 20th.
And will it face any significant opposition?
It's kind of hard to say. I mean, Republicans have been resistant to it, to doing anything like this, you know, in the current Congress, but their numbers are diminished. It's still unclear how much power the Democrats will have in the Senate. There's still those couple of races. But in the House, it should have no problem. In the Senate, it's always sort of a bigger question mark. But I think with his honeymoon period, Obama should get the package that he wants.
Victoria McGrain covers economics for Politico.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.